Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Earns.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us Charlotte Trask. She is the International Director of Sales and Education, and she'll probably say she's just the Director of Sales, but if you listen to her prior show, you'll know that she travels a lot. So I have promoted her to an international. I do that with a lot of my educators. If they go to Canada or South America or Europe or wherever they go, I promote them. So it's okay, right? Right, Charlotte?
Absolutely.
I can't give you a raise or anything, but I can promote you as far as your title goes, even though your company might not like it. But I'm a customer, and the customer's always right. So anyway,
always. You
were one of my favorite vendors. You are with New Chapter. There's an old, and I shouldn't say old, but there's a foundational, seminal, anti-inflammatory pain reliever. It's been around, I'm thinking like 10, 15 years. How long is Xiflam been around?
17 years.
17. Okay.
Yeah.
And we still sell it. We don't sell as much because, as you know, the turmeric curcumin products, Europharma, kind of taken the industry by storm. But I still have a number of customers that think Xiflamend is the best. It works very, very well for them. They've tried everything else, and they've come back to Xiflamend because it just does what they want it to do. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to be talking about all the different things that Xiflamend does and the compounds in there, and maybe talk a little bit about some of the other affiliated products. But we're mainly talking today about pain and inflammation. I got to let you talk, Charlotte, because, you know, I always take the show over and my guests don't get to talk. So I'm going to try to let you talk and just ask questions. But Xiflamend is phenomenal. It's been around for quite some time. I've had a lot of experience with it. I've seen it in action, and everybody is different. So this would be one of those products that I think is absolutely phenomenal. And it's very, very good for inflammation and even for the prostate, which we'll probably talk a little about today. Good for the heart, good for pain, arthritis, and all of the things. That all the major diseases basically are the precursor is inflammation, heart disease, auto-inflammatory, like the arthritis, all of those actually are caused by inflammation, and cancer is the big one. So if we can keep that inflammation down, we can actually address the major disease states. So anyway, tell us a little bit about how Xiflamend, let's get a little history. I always like to get a little history first on this product. It's been around for quite a while, 17 years. Tell us a little bit about that, Charlotte.
Sure. So Xiflamend was formulated by a master herbalist, which is amazing. When you're talking about herbalism in general, you can look at one herb, right? And you can look at one constituent of one herb, like curcumin to turmeric.
Right.
But how herbalists feel in general is that in order, when you put the right plants with the right plants, you get a synergistic effect. And it's that synergy that builds upon the herbs that actually causes them to be stronger and greater than they would be on their own.
Okay. Okay. So let's stop real quick, because I think some people, we talk synergy and adaptogenic. What is synergy? What do you call synergy? Is it kind of like to the power of, like you've got 10 to the power of 2? Is it potentization, or is it just working together? What is synergy? And then what's the adaptogenic? How do you define those?
Okay, sure. So basically, when you're talking about synergy, it's when you put two things together and they perform better by being put together than they would on their own.
Okay.
So let's give an example of this.
Yes,
okay?
Perfect.
And the reason I use turmeric is because there are different constituents and parts of turmeric, all right? So you have your watery parts, which you could get from an aqueous extract or a hydroethanolic extract. You have your oily parts, which you could get from a supercritical extract, okay? So on their own, if you test them against like an inflammation marker, like let's say NF-kappa B,
okay? All right.
So the water parts are going to inhibit inflammation by 5%. And you're like, oh, okay, that's okay, right? That's not that bad. I mean, when you're lowering inflammation levels by 5%, it's doing something. It's not that great.
Yeah, but it's still doing something,
like,
right?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Oily parts, okay, so the supercritical extract actually inhibits inflammation the inflammation marker NFKB by 10%.
Okay.
But if you keep the plant together.
Okay, here we
go. You keep the water part with the oily parts, it inhibits inflammation marker NFKB by 36%.
Synergy. Okay, so that's it. That synergy. Okay, exactly. Oh, that was a great example. And then you got a little technical there, but that's okay. Supercritical extraction is using CO2, which is like what the plants put out, and it's what, you know, our plants take in and we breathe out. So CO2
Can
is actually very safe.
Can I give an example about this?
Sure. Yeah. Continue on. Yes, because I we talked about it before, but it's always good to review a little bit.
I think supercritical extraction is so important because.
Yes. Okay.
We don't use any chemicals, harsh chemical solvents, to get out these constituents out of the turmeric.
Fantastic.
When people extract curcumin from turmeric, they often have to use a harsh chemical solvent.
I know.
And they say that that's okay because you're only getting 5 parts per million, and that's not that bad, right?
Yeah, but here's 5 parts here and 5 parts there gets to be a lot of parts, my dear.
Well, here's where I have a problem with
okay.
that. Let's say you're coming over for dinner. Okay,
all right.
We're going to make this big, beautiful stew together, and I'm going to use the good, you know, organic vegetables, and I'm going to use the bone broth and the really good grass-fed beef, and I make this beautiful stew for us, right?
I'm going to be over
and
now. I'm coming over. What time?
And
just
at
kidding.
The end of it,
yeah.
Right before we eat,
all right.
I'm just going to drop in 5 tiny drops of gasoline. Are you okay with that?
Dude, I mean, seriously, no. No way.
Of course.
You might as well just spit in my food, right?
When you're talking about food and you're talking about adding a chemical into your food, everyone's like, oh my gosh, that's disgusting. But when you're talking about 5 parts per million in your herbs, people are like, oh, that's not that bad. And the truth of it is that when you put these chemicals into their place, I mean, 1,2-dichloroethane is a dry cleaning agent. It's a known human carcinogen.
Yes.
It's used to extract 5 parts per million. Is just like adding gasoline to your food. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so that's why at New Chapter, we don't use any harsh chemical solvents for extraction.
Well, I will tell you, I worked in a quality control lab for a major corporation for a couple of years, and we were testing parts per billion for some food products. And they I mean, even like 1/100th of a parts per billion. And that's real high-tech gas chromatograph and things like that, you know, real high-tech, you know, laboratory equipment to even detect it, that those small amounts. We were not allowed to have like even 1 part per billion in a food product. So, I mean, you know, you're talking... And there's a big difference between a million and a billion. I don't think people realize it. Like, I think what is a million? Three, if you take like 30 days or something, would be a million. And then a billion, it's on the web. You can look it up, but it's equivalent to like, what, 34 years? So there's a big difference between a million and a billion if you do the math. It's unbelievable when you put it into like days and years. So, yeah, you're talking 5 parts per million, and it's really a lot more than what you would think. So with supercritical extraction, another thing that I know about that is it's at a low temperature, and you get like everything out. You use DART, what is that? Digital analysis, real time, some type of technology to test for all the constituents to make sure that the product that you got is, you know, really pure and doesn't have anything in it. And then by using supercritical extraction, you get out all the fresh materials. And this, I think, and again, I'm taking over the show. Sorry, I apologize. But this, I think, going back historically, we read about the ancients using the herbs. Well, they used everything fresh. You know, they pick it and they take it. Well, now today, you know, we've got to transport it across the country and put it in a pill and encapsulate it and blah, blah, blah. So when you use really good extraction techniques and pull everything off and use really good encapsulation and packaging, you can get the power of the fresh herbs, correct? I mean, I know you guys specialize in that. And fermentation's really good, too.
Absolutely. So the other thing that we do in order to preserve our herbs is we use herbs to preserve herbs.
Oh, yeah.
So what that means is that we use supercritical extracted rosemary and supercritical extracted oregano,
right?
Which are both antifungal, antibacterial,
right.
antiviral. I mean, they're amazing, right?
Well, rosmarinic acid is used as a food preservative. I mean, you'll see that. You'll see that in the, I always tell people, look on the label, if it says rosemary extract or something, that means it's a high quality food product because it's expensive and they're going to use that instead of chemicals.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we were also talking about adaptogenic. And, okay, tell us a little, what's adaptogen? What's an adaptogen? I always think about balancing, but what's an adaptogen?
So I want you to think about how much stress people are under these days, okay?
No, I don't want to. I'm so stressed out. I don't want to.
Okay. I think we live in a society where, you know, okay, if you're out camping and you're out in the woods,
right?
And you hear something outside your tent, your heart starts thumping.
Oh, yeah.
You actually get this fight or flight response. All of your senses are on point because you want to be able to survive the situation, right?
Oh, yeah.
So here's the hard part. That's supposed to be an extreme. It's not supposed to be something that's happening to us every hour. But where humans were actually found to be having the exact same response is when their boss says their name. So the funny thing is...
So your boss is a bear, huh?
I wouldn't say my boss. It's a bear boss.
So. Mountain lion. He's a mountain lion. a coyote. No, I'm being really silly. But yeah, I see exactly. So we go into that flight and fright mode, like boom, huh?
So your body stays in a perpetual state of stress.
Yeah.
It's like leaving your sprinklers on when you're on vacay. You're going to come back to a mess. Your body is not meant to experience this level of stress the ways that we do. So we need adaptogenic herbs. And what adaptogenic herbs do is they help your body adapt the situation that it's in.
Okay.
So it helps, and that's what they do. They help our body to work better, our bodies to work better in situations of stress or in situations of difficulty, adjust to those situations and help your body rise to the occasion without overtaxing it.
Awesome. So we just explained about adaptogenic and synergistic. So we're going to talk a little bit here about, now we talked about stress, and I'm looking here, I'm going to ask you this since you brought it up.
Since I brought it up?
Yeah, stress. You've got like holy basil and some things in here that I know are really good for stress. So can we also say that this product is not only an anti-inflammatory pain reliever, and of course it's high in antioxidants, I'm sure, and again with Aaron Katz's work and Columbia University and all of that with the prostate cancer. So it's probably anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory.
Whoa, okay. So you're going to get me into trouble here because I mean, I can't say that.
No, I just did.
I mean, I can't say that.
No, you didn't. You didn't.
I didn't say it cures or anything.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. But I mean, any antioxidant is going to be anti-cancer. We just know that. The science is there. I mean, it's going to push back against it. And anti-inflammatory, it's going to push back against it. You know, we're not claiming cures or anything, but I've seen some phenomenal results with things that I don't know why it doesn't get out there. But anyway, so we can maybe say that this would be very good for stress.
I think it's a great formula because it includes holy basil. I don't think it includes what I would call a clinically researched dosage of holy basil.
Right.
But I don't often think that that's what people need in order to support, you know, the stress within their body. Sometimes it's just adding the right herbs in the right combination.
Mm-hmm.
I think holy basil is amazing. It's a great adaptogen.
Oh, I love it.
Like
I
you
love
said.
It. Yeah.
I call it herbal Xanax. It's just, it's a great chill pill. You know, it's like, oh, you need to relax. You need to chill out. But here's the exciting part. Not everyone reacts to holy basil the same way. Some people are lemon balm people.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular formula, holy basil is in it. But if you're looking for something to help you adapt to your stress levels and holy basil isn't working for you, you could always look at a lemon balm. Sometimes people with different chemical makeups respond to things in different ways. But holy basil also goes under the name Tulsi. So people may have heard it under the name Tulsi.
Okay, that's T-U-L-S-I?
And have research against diabetes, hypertension, bronchitis, and have antimicrobial properties as well as adaptogenic properties.
And that's just holy basil.
Very exciting.
That's just holy basil.
Yeah, that's just holy basil. And that's one of 10 herbs that you would find in Zyphelmin.
Okay, and it's totally different from the basil that we probably know here in the Midwest. It's actually an adaptogenic, Ayurvedic, well-known in India, and it's so powerful because you just listed off some of the things that we know that it's good for, and it's considered holy. And it's part of the world, so particularly in India,
well,
where they use a lot of this.
Just to mention about plants and their variation, so we also include oregano in this formula, right? But it's wild oregano. And I think that that's a really important distinction because most people don't know that there's actually over 60 different types of oregano
Last time I heard, and this came from North American Herb, they were talking 82.
Wow.
That's the oreganos. And, of course, there's like over 200 species of marjoram, which we kind of, a lot of times when you're buying oregano at the store, it's actually Spanish marjoram or species of marjoram. They're all in the Labiaceae family, and they all kind of have the same taste, flavor, scent, or whatever. But there's actually a couple species, and it's proprietary. But I know which ones North American Herb uses. And again, a lot of times when you get into oregano, it's Oregano vulgare, vulgaris, but there's some subspecies there, which I think your company probably knows about too, that are really high in the phenolics. So if you've got a company that really knows what they're doing, and of course, it being organic is very important, the oregano is a very powerful powerful. I could talk forever on that. That's the herb of the Bible. When the Bible refers to hyssop, the original Hebrew was ezov, E-Z-O-V, which stood for holy cleansing, purifying herb in the science. And a lot of Bible scholars have kind of determined that the Bible was actually talking about this organic oregano that cured the lepers and was the blood of the lamb over the lintel and anointing of Jesus. Oregano is very, very powerful stuff. So you've got that in here. You've got the holy basil in here and the rosemary. Now, you said that kind of is a preservative, but it's a super anti-inflammatory also, isn't it?
You know, rosemary is what I like to call the ultimate herbal team player.
Okay.
And I call it that because rosemary is one of those herbs that helps every other herb to work better. But on its own, it has really impressive research.
Yes, it does.
Of course, as an antioxidant, also as inflammation supporting, hypoglycemic, hypolipidemic, hypotensive, I mean, HEPA protective, your liver protective. I mean, rosemary is really an amazing herb in its own right and has its own great research, but it's the synergistic effect that it has with these other herbs that really makes it a star herb in this formula.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense to me. And of course, this product line has the turmeric in it, and it's a supercritical extract. And again, you know, we are seeing a lot, and you have sunflower oil, so you have some, because I was always in the extra virgin olive oil. So there's some oil. Anytime I look at turmeric now, I'm always looking for an oil to go with it because I know that really potentizes it. And of course, the historical use was clarified butter or buffalo milk. Yes. What?
You know what else makes turmeric very potent? I would like to just give a shout out to an herb that a lot of people don't know about called Chinese gold thread. There was research that was done on turmeric, and when it was combined with Chinese gold thread, it enhanced the effectiveness by 52 times.
I'm almost speechless here, but yeah, I know there's some things that enhance turmeric, and they're always messing around with that. I'm surprised we don't see that. I think yours is the only formulation that I've seen that has the Chinese golden thread with the turmeric in it. So you have a natural enhancer from clinical study, 52 times. Because a lot of companies claim 10 times. This is 52 times. Very interesting. That's why this product really works. And I've seen it in action for, 17 years, because I brought it in when it first came out. I was thinking 15, but I'm getting older. I don't think I'm quite there. Actually, Charlotte, there used to be, when I first started, there was about, 30 different oreganos that they knew about, species of oregano. So now, and it was like, I remember the average Japanese used to take 13.5 milligrams of iodine daily. And of course, 12.5 is usually what's in the clinical dosage with the iodorol and the triiodine. And now last study I heard, it was 14.5. So usually what I do is I just add 10 or 20 or 30 to whatever I know, like the studies for... for turmeric, you know, it used to be like 9,000. I think it's up to 13,000. So I just exaggerate, and I'm usually spot on. So anyway, I'm having too much fun here. Rosemary, turmeric. We've talked about the holy basil, Chinese golden thread. I'm seeing another one up at the top here, ginger. Ginger is a cousin of the turmeric root. Tell us all about why it's in there and what it's doing.
I am such a huge fan of ginger.
Me too.
I can't speak enough about ginger. One of the reasons that I love ginger so much is because in recent research, it was shown for 500 milligrams of ginger that it was actually just as effective for pain as taking 2 ibuprofen.
I read that too. Yes, I can verify that. I read that too. And without the liver damage, right?
Imagine, here's the thing, NSAIDs, of course, cause, you know, issues within some people's bodies, but ginger is also digestive healing.
Mm-hmm.
It's wonderful for the digestive system. So think side benefits, not side effects, and ginger really gives you that.
Yeah, I'm looking at bioavailability more, because ginger is very good for digestion, and I'm seeing bioavailability here, because putting that ginger in is going to actually, because sometimes they'll use pepper, the pepperine, there's brands on that, and then that's kind of controversial too, because you can open up the digestion and the absorbability, you can open up and heat that up a little bit too much, and then, you know, the competition says, oh, leaky gut and all of that, and it depends on exactly how it's done, and I've gone back and forth on that, but if it's done right, it's very beneficial. But ginger, we know, would be a great digestive aid and probably help with the absorption and the bioavailability of the product. Now, we've talked about rosemary, turmeric, ginger, holy basil. I see you've got organic green tea in here. So why green tea? There's going to be a little caffeine in there, but wait a minute, because caffeine's good for headaches and migraines and things like that too. So what's going on here?
Well, there's just an
natural amount of caffeine in green tea, right, that would be, you know, existing within the product. But
right,
green tea actually has a lot of research on having a beneficial effect on blood pressure support,
right,
different markers of inflammation, antioxidants. But what I really love about green tea is it's also synergistic with turmeric.
Okay.
So you're actually going to see a synergistic interaction and increased potency in both of these herbs simply by putting them together.
Okay, and I'm thinking ECGC, epicatechin gallate, there's a lot of benefits from that too, including possibly with weight management, blood sugar, healthy cell growth. Yeah, a lot there. So you're getting a little green tea, and then is it Huzhang?
Huzhang.
Huzhang. Who? I'm messing with you. Who? Oh, that's
Huzhang.
Huzhang
is a natural source of resveratrol.
Oh, wow. Okay, the stuff that makes you live forever, right? The antioxidant,
yeah,
right?
It also has research showing it's antiviral, antimicrobial, inflammation supportive, neuroprotective, and cardioprotective.
Wow. Wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
I always like to say that it's like having, you know, 6 glasses of wine without the fun.
Oh, you're cute. I just love you. You are so much fun. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, you know, and you want to have a fairly good dosage. Let's see, what do we have in here? 80 milligrams. All right. So how much resveratrol is probably in that 80 milligrams? Is it a good percentage, like 5, 10, 20, or do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head, and I'd hate to say the wrong thing,
okay,
but I do know that it's worth it, at least a couple of glasses of wine, so it's good.
Wow. Okay. Well, that, you know, supposedly, and they go back and forth on that, but maybe 1 or 2 glasses of wine. I think everything in moderation. You know, the ancients always, they would drink wine basically as an antiseptic because the water sometimes would be so bad, so they would water down their wine with water so they could drink the water, and it was kind of a disinfectant. Okay, Chinese golden thread. We've we haven't said a lot about that. Tell us about that one. It's an aqueous extract.
Sure, so Chinese gold thread has a natural berberine content to it.
A what?
And so berberine.
Berberine.
That's the barberry. I apologize.
Oh, okay. That's the next one. Because it's the Berberis vulgaris.
Yeah.
Okay, Chinese golden thread. Now, is that anything like golden seal or you know? I actually know what it is. I'm just kind of quizzing you here.
Well, tell me what you know. I'm curious gold thread, because a lot of people don't actually know a lot about Chinese gold thread. And again, we talked about the synergy between that and turmeric, which is really
tonic,
amazing.
Yes.
But I'm just curious what the buzz is about there.
Well, I've always thought about it as a major adaptogenic tonic herb. It's an anti-inflammatory. I know it's high in antioxidants. It's one of these things that I'm understanding it. I see it a lot as kind of in an antiseptic maybe area also. So
it's really great. I mean, here's the thing. It also comes from a rhizome, just like ginger and turmeric does,
right?
Which is super cool.
Yeah.
And it's great for, you know, it has research on digestive health, help with parasitic infections.
Right.
It's supposed to, there's recent research showing it might decrease the acidity in the stomach for people who have...
Acid reflux.
Acid issues.
GERD.
And, of course, having antibacterial effects as well. So that's really really exciting, too.
Yeah, because anytime I see Chinese golden thread, I'm kind of thinking about the arabidoglactins and some other things in that area. There's all kinds of things that are antiseptic that people don't realize. And, you know, antiparasitic, immediately you're thinking, you know, oregano cleansing. And oregano's a big one, big gun there, too. Okay, let's get into the barberry, berberine.
Yes.
Tell us about, I know, anti-inflammatory. Tell us about that adaptogenic, synergistic, tonic herb.
Yes. We're super excited about this. So barberry is, there are studies show that barberry has many health benefits, including inflammation support. But also it can be used for liver health overall, digestive health, urinary tract health. Gallstones all have research tied back to barberry.
Wow. Yeah, I was thinking, because I've seen that in some of the, We have a product called Hydrangicom. We have some other things for stones, gallstones, and things like that that are really phenomenal. I probably should do a show on that. What is it? Clava Hawaska? There's one that's called Stone Breaker that's absolutely phenomenal, and you'll find that on the web.
Chansa Piedra.
Yeah, Chansa Piedra. Clava Hawaska. That's the libido one. Yeah, Chansa Piedra. Yeah, that's a really good one. And, you know, people be like, what was that you were talking about on the show? Please listen to all the shows and you'll find it, you know, podcast and everything. So if you miss something, listen back, because we do, sometimes we'll pop something in and you don't catch it, but you can. And we'll tell you at the end of the show how to listen to the podcast so you can find out that missing word that you couldn't find. So we talked about the oregano. That's the other ingredient in there. And then the last one, I got to tell a real quick story, because it's actually Scutellaria is the name of the species, the Chinese skullcap. My dog used to, we had a little dog named Honey, and she would scoot across the floor and bob her head back and forth. It was the cutest thing, and we used to call her, ask her to scoot her, and we called it Scutellaria. And we used to just have so much fun with her. She is the sweetest little dog. She is a silly little dog. And I, every time I see Chinese skullcap, I think about my dog, Honey. I'm crazy, but I like to have a lot of fun. So Scutellaria. And how do you pronounce the last one? Bacalensis? Biocalensis?
I believe so.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah. And it's an aqueous extract. I know some of these are aqueous. Yeah. Some are super critical. So obviously your company and some are pulling from the root, the bark, the leaf. So you're pulling the best of the best with your DART technology, trying to find the best constituents. Chinese skullcap, super anti-inflammatory. What else does it do, sweetheart?
Well, I mean, I think that's what's most known for. Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about inflammation pathways, when you're talking about COX-2 or PGE-2 or IL-2, IL-6, TNF-alpha.
Five LOX, 12 LOX. Yep.
You're talking about Chinese skullcap. So, I mean, it works on, it has so much inflammation supportive abilities with these major pathways of inflammation. And I think that's what really sets it apart.
Okay, some tags here. First herbal pain reliever to be non-GMO, project verified, 100% vegetarian, gluten-free, no synthetic fillers, no DLPA. What is that?
D-L-phenylalanine.
Oh, another solvent thing, right?
No. D-L-phenylalanine.
Oh, the phenylalanine, the amino acid that they use as a pain reliever.
They do. And so what does it do? It actually, so when you're talking about pain, just because you don't feel it doesn't mean it's not there.
Awesome.
Right?
Yep, exactly. And so, okay. And then no animal enzymes or byproducts. And I'm sorry I'm pushing you, but we're running out of time here. Phenomenal product. We could go on all day. I will tell you, this is an adaptogenic tonic, and when you deal with inflammation, you want to balance that. You still want all the channels of inflammation to be operational, but you don't want to flood or drought, so it's kind of like a river. So a balancing adaptogenic formulation like this, we have found to be very phenomenal. Charlotte, we're out of time, sweetheart, but thank you so much. We're going to do a couple more shows with you, and we'll be doing that in the future. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
If you would like to hear this show again, go to www.marimann.com and click on Mike on the Radio.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earth.